My pleasure. Thank you. Max, tell me about the goal. I couldn't even tell. I heard post, and I thought, oh, my goodness, did he hit another one again? Congratulations, and tell me how that happened.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I was thinking the same thing. But I just kind of came up through the top of the zone. I was looking for the D, but they kind of took it away, so it kind of came downhill and was lucky enough to get a shot away and found the back of the net. So that felt good.
Did you see it go in the back of the net? I'm looking at the replay going, I mean, the referee seemed pretty definitive. I didn't see much of an argument about it, but I couldn't tell. The replay, it was hard to see.
I had a pretty good view of it, so I saw it go in and come back out, so I knew it was in for sure.
I'm glad it wasn't a controversy. Okay.
I know, me as well.
Now, you know, you hit a couple posts at Hershey. I don't know how many other posts you hit and how many close calls. You're playing well. You're getting all these chances, and you hadn't buried them yet. I know that had to weigh on your mind.
Yeah, a little frustrating, but you got to be happy the chances are coming. If they're not coming, then you start to worry a little bit and maybe hit the panic button. But as long as I'm getting chances, I know they'll start falling for me. So it was good to get that one tonight.
You impressed enough last year to get that AHL contract, and now you come here, and when a couple guys went down in training camp in Voorhees, they called on you to join the NHL contract guys in Voorhees. That was a huge compliment for you.
Yeah, definitely definitely exciting, and definitely a call I wasn't really expecting, but was definitely ready and prepared for. So, being invited to that camp was definitely exciting, and I felt like I played well up there and kind of maybe proved some people that I can and play at that level and belong up there.
Well, I think you're proving it here in the very least. Absolutely. You look great. You're flying out there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, congratulations, Max.
Thank you. Oh, I can't hear you. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Give me any questions. Just go kind of across here.
Sounds great. Thank you. Hi, Max.
Hi.
Just two quick questions for you. First off, can you just talk a little bit about your experience so far with your line mates and how having Sandin back in the lineup with you tonight worked to your advantage?
Yeah, definitely. Good to see him back healthy and in the lineup. He definitely very skilled player and definitely adds a lot to our lineup. And lucky enough, I get to play with him. So, and as well as Mules is a great player as well. So makes it easy on me.
There's plenty of different routes that hockey players can take before they get to professional hockey. You took the NCAA route. Can you talk a little bit about how playing in the NCAA really prepared you to play pro hockey against these older, bigger guys that turns into such a defensive game?
Yeah, definitely. And especially for me, I kind of took the longer route and did 5 years at college, so that extra year definitely helps. I think college is a great route. I think it prepares you, gets you stronger. You spend a little more time in the weight room at college, so I think just getting ready, getting your body ready, and kind of getting ready for that pro style game going up against men, it's definitely, I think, an advantage for some guys. And it's definitely not for everybody, but it was the route for me, and it's working.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Patrick?
Yes. Max, what do you think – why do you think Lehigh last year ended up being a really good fit for you and you were able to really start to find your niche at this level?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't think it was Lehigh in particular. I think it was just wherever I would have been and got called up. I think I just kind of play my game, and doesn't matter where I am. If I'm in Reading or here or anywhere else, I kind of play my game and just go out and prove it every night that I can play at this level and hopefully the next level as well.
And then somebody who played in this league last year, which is more of a traditional version of the AHL, and this year, what differences on the ice are you seeing, if any?
Yeah, a little bit. Felt like last year I was almost one of the younger guys coming. I felt like a younger guy coming up and coming into the room. And now it's almost the opposite, where I'm probably one of the older guys in the room. So I think just having that confidence and knowing that that there are some young guys out there and this is their first year, it just helps me and my confidence to play my game.
Thank you.
Yeah.